In the Sugya of Midum Meshkol Minyan, there are many Rishonim with numerous Shitas. I'm going to focus on the Beis HaMachlokes, the Ramban and Rashba, and then bring it down through other Rishonim, the Rambam. Hopefully we'll have time maybe for the tour. And then La'aloch, and I'll give you a story, a Ma'is HaShoya Ka'achoya, a very geshmaka story, which brings out a lot of the Yisaitas of this if. There's a member everyone knows of Rava, that by David Shabimidim Shabimishka Shabiminyan, I feel the Pakas Mechneyano is Chayza. Machlekes Rishonim is Pashit Shat Ataych of a Gemara. What does the word Chayza mean? What's Chayza? According to Rashba, Chayza means Chayza HaToys. The Toys, whatever the mistake was, the Chayza, was supposed to be 10 apples and I only got 9. So that difference, that differential between 9 and 10, that Toys, you're going to have to rectify. You have to prorate the deal, but that toys is going to be chayzer. It's going to be kefiyah cheshbon. If you pay $10 for 10 apples, and you only got 9 apples, so kum toys, that toys was that extra dollar that you paid. You shouldn't have been paying that extra dollar because you only got 9 apples. So chayzer toys, you're going to get back that dollar. The Yad Ramah goes b'shitas Rashba. He preceded the Rashba, but he has the same thing, and he's not mice of another nakuda, and that is that ad kam we prorate the deal is when the seller, when the ma'ana, doesn't have what to be mashlim. Doesn't have it by him. He sold me 10 nuts, and he gave me only 9, it's because he didn't have the 10th nut. So now memela, we prorate the deal. I'm not makbid, you're not makbid, we'll prorate the deal. However, if the seller has that 10th nut, and he didn't deliver it for some reason, then the buyer could be kapit ashira, and the buyer could say, I want that 10th nut as well. Means it's we only prorate the deal because man you don't have it, because if you don't have it, okay, we understood. It's only a cheshbon, kefiyah cheshbon. But if you have it, then avada, I want it. And presume means if you don't deliver it, then it's going to be a mekach toys. As mevu like that in the Rimagash as well. No, I'm just saying, but it's mevu like that. It's mevu like that in the Rimagash as well, which is the father of the pshat, according to Rashba. At least an Ari Megash like that, it's Mafush like that, like the Rashba. And that is that the Rimagash Techadom, when he explains what it is, he says that he gives a marshal, and in his marshal he says that if I left it by you, I can come and get it. I don't have the Rimagash here, but you'll see, Vaistois, that when you have it, I have a right, I'm entitled to get that 10th nut as well. All right, that's the Shita Rashba, it's an easy Shita. A bit more complicated Shita is the Shita Ramban. The Ramban already makes two dinim here. The Ramban says that if you have it, that you could be mashlim. So good, eshel hashem, you'll be mashlim. It's not a mekach tois. If you can't be mashlim, then it's going to be a mekach tois. It's two dinim. The Rashba only had one din stam. It's easy, prorate the deal. And the Ramban says, no, it's vices. It is a lum that's a mekach tois. But if you have it, you can be mashlim. If you don't have it, it's going to be a mekach tois. In the Ramban, there are many dargas, and I want to touch on a few nekudas. One nekuda is that already the Gdei L'Achreinim, the Drisha, the Nesivis and Kofpei Beis, the Shamishpat and Reish Tezayin, they all say that it doesn't mean that you actually have to deliver the 10th nut now. It doesn't mean you had the 10th nut by you right now. What happens if he delivered 9 nuts and he also is missing the 10th nut? The seller doesn't have it. He could be Mashlim Matlak Azman. If it's something which is Matzi Beshuk, he can go out, buy it, and then deliver it to the Lakeach, and in the Memela, the seal will be Nigmar. He got his 10th nut a day later, a week later, doesn't exactly say what Lachas Man is, but eventually he's going to be able to be Mashlim the thing. So the Hashlama doesn't have to be right now. The Hashlama doesn't mean that the seller had it, like the Kinu really was on all 10, or the Kinu was really only on 9, because the 10th didn't exist. But a Yois, it's Eshel Hashlima Lachas Man. He can go out and buy it, so then he can be Mekayim his Din Hashlama later on by buying it and delivering it. Sorry?
Can't be a
Dabra Ovid
if I bought it for a...
Oh, that's shop. Tabak. Okay, yeah, fine. But you could be Mashal Malach Hazman. Good. But it's Mavu in those Achronim, the Mashmoy says that din is only that if the seller goes out and buys it, he could be Mashal the 10th, not Lach Hazman. Sorry. No, the back is the Gabi Dabra Ovid.
Yeah,
I have to get a few. I think the back says it, the Talion Hazman. Okay, we're going to have to... All right. It's looking safe. Hey. All right. Anyway, but those are chayim and mavur, the drish and the sibis and mavur, that it's a din hashlama, and the moich is going to be mashlim the 10th nut tomorrow. But he's going to be the one who's being mashlim the 10th nut. I would like to suggest not like that, even more than that, that Avada, the seller, doesn't have to be mashed in the tenth nut himself. All he has to do, if it's mati b'shuk, if we know that a nut goes in the shuk for a dollar, all the seller has to give the buyer is a dollar, say, gesund, here's your dollar, and be mashlim. It's a din al tashlam. Here's your dollar, and with the dollar, you could now go ahead in the shuk. It's a davar mati b'shuk, so you could be mashlim. What's your time? You're coming and crying, you're missing your nut. Here's a dollar, you can get your nut. Go to the store down the corner, they'll sell you a nut, and you'll be mashlim your tenth nut. What's my raya? When the Ran in Kedushin, when he brings Kamarais Lazet, the Ran in Kedushin, when he brings down this sheet, handling with the Gemara in Beya, Toik HaDvar, he says, it's not Mistavra, he's arguing with that sheet, but what was that sheet that he's arguing with? It's not Mistavra, that what? They should be Mashlim Loi Bahabi Min HaGurua Oi Bidomim. Ain't a Torah, that doesn't make sense. That's the Ran. But Vice Tois in the Ran, that Shita who brought a Rai from Bay held, yes, you could be Mashmul or Bahabi Minaguru or Ibidomim. You could be Mashmul even with Domim. Kipshuta the Gemara says Baini Baini, right? You could be Mashmul with the Domim. And that's not a giving back Domim like the Rashi writes. It's a giving back Domim with Torah Sashlama. With that, how I'm going to be Mashmul? I'm giving you the money that now you're able to buy the difference and make up the difference so you can be Mashmul with Domim. Sorry? I'm saying it past the Akhrenim, more than the Akhrenim. The Akhrenim don't say that. Correct. Sorry? Well, it's the Rishonim are bringing a Rai from there to here, right? They're trying to say it's the same sugya. When the Ran is arguing with that, let me give you a few more Rais. I would love questions, but it's my fault. I came a little late. But if you look in the Daki Moshe Aruch over here, he also quotes over B'Shem the Ran. He says, his lashon is, according to our gears in the Daki Moshe Aruch, is Efshel Lahagzir Hamois Ulahashlam HaMekach. Because the Fusha Daki Moshe Aruch, they could be Maxim Mois, and with that, you could be Mashlam HaMekach. If you want, you can be Magi and say it really means Hatoyis, so it's supposed to be a test instead of a mem. Good, but at least. Daki Moshe Aruch, right over here, B'Shem the Ran. And which Ran? He means this Ran in Kedushin, that the Ran says, you could be Mashlam B'Habim and Negruoi B'Domim. Another third raya is that the Beis Yosef, when he's mechiyak the Shuvis Harosh, the Shitas Harosh, he's mechiyak the Shuvis Harosh from the later on the din of Mum Oiva. And a lot of Achrenim Mendam with the two, and they have similar lumdis, and we're going to use it. And Mitzvah, when you learn that, you get a Klara. But over there, he's being Mashan. He's coming from the Shuvis Harosh. What does the Shuvis Harosh say? You'll discount the price, and with that discount, you'll be able to be Mesakin, and that's the Din Hashlama. And the Beis Yosef says that, and from there, that the Rosh owes Eshel HaHashem. What was the Hashlama? The Hashlama was to give a discount in money, and with that, he'll be able to be Mesakin and fix the Mum. So you see, the Hashlama is by giving the Lekek the amount of money that he needs to fix the problem. So you see, Vaito, that the Din Hashlama is even with money.
During learning, had another right from the Rishash of the on the run.
Fine. Okay. Very, very good. Now we got to, at the end of the day, it's pretty clear. That the Ramban holds you can be mashlim with money, and the Rashba holds you give back money. So right now, other than lumdis difference, but practice, it's going to be the same exact. Very good. So lechayra in practice, let me just bring it out, flesh it out. Lechayra in lumdis it might be different, but in practice the exact same thing. You end up with 9 knots, and you're ending up with money. So what's the difference between the Ramban and the Rashba? So of course the classic difference is by b'shiyaf shalash, and by b'shiyaf shalash, and the Ramban says it's a nekak tois, and the Rashba says no, you still prorate the deal. But good. But in a case which is efshel ashlim, what is the difference between the Ramban and the Rashba? So lechayra the kipchut. So you're going to have to say, and it's poshut, that the chilek is if the price fluctuated. If at the time of the sale I bought 10 knots for $10, and later on the knots only worth 50 cents, it went down in price. So later I'm bound at the din is al tashlama, so I give you 50 cents, go buy your knot, and you'll have your knot. So at the end of the day, the maker gained from the deal, but good, but he gave you 50 cents, and now you got your 10 knots. Later Ashba, 50 cents is not going to make it. The mice is, we prorate the deal, it was $10 for 10 knots, so it's 9 knots, it's $9. So you got to give me back a dollar. And who I didn't forget, one sec, what happens if it goes up in price, if it's now worth $2 or not? So later Ashba, still I prorate the deal, here's back your dollar, it went up in price, don't cry to me, it's not my fault. we prorate the deal. Loiter Ramban, if it's a din hashlama, now to be moti b'shuk, you need $2. So you're going to have to give him back $2 to be mashlim that difference. Lekhari, that's a simple. And now let me just one second. I'll take one. And who adin even without ishtanus ashtar? What happens if this is already a bigger chiddush? What happens if there's a wholesale price and a retail price? Lamasha, I bought from you 1,000 knots, and it was $1,000. One knot, you want to buy one single individual knot, you're going to have to pay $5 for it. You can't get enough for such a great price for $1. It's $5 for one knot. You buy 1,000 knots, it's $1,000. So later, Ashba, you prorate the deal, so 999 knots is $999. Later, Ramban, if it's Medina Shlomo, and you're telling me, you're sending me to the market to buy a knot, so you got to send me with enough money to buy that knot. Well, now a knot costs, one knot costs $5, so you got to give me $5 to be mashlim. Look, that should be a simple nafkamina between the two. You had a shayla.
What's the
right
drive to
the
Ashlam?
To what? Malcolm, it's Ashlam, then I prorate. Because Rashba is talking about even if it doesn't have, the case was this middle case where the seller doesn't have it by him, but it's out in the shuk, the Rashba says you prorate the deal. He doesn't say there's a chub between Ashlam and not Ashlam. Sorry? I know, and the Rashba doesn't say it. The Ramaz whole chiluk, he says that if it's still by the seller, then it could be kapat ashira. Otherwise, it's kapat lefi cheshbon. So anything short of the seller having it in his possession at the time of the sale, it's going to be what? Lefi cheshbon. Not dinim of efshal Hashem. It's lefi cheshbon. You prorate the deal. That's the lumdus. And he says, all right, well, when we go further, you're going to see that it's mukhak like that from a different angle. Okay. Lamai says, Agav, there's a nesivis in Kuf Tzadi Sifkot in Yubayz that says the Mishnah say twice in one shot. Nesivis over there is Mavua, that even like the Ramban, he goes with the Ramban, it's Mavua, even like the Ramban, you could be Mashlim, Beniqui Demeha Mechiro, you could give a discount in the money. So AUC, even though nesivis before in Kuf Pei Bayz held that you have to buy the nut and deliver the nut, and Kuf Tzadi holds, you don't have to deliver the nut, all you have to do is give money, which is like what we're saying. But even further is the problem, that B'teik Dvarovitz Mukhak, that he holds that you do it by Niku Demeha Mechira, and that's for sure not right. Whatever. But that's the chayis for sure not right, is because in the Ramban, which is a din of Haif Shal Ashlim, Havad has nothing to do with prorating the sale, has to do with getting it in the market. You have to give me enough money to be able to get it. Just prorating the deal at the time of the sale is not going to help you. All right, share in this. If you look it up, it's Kuf Tzadi Tzivkot Nir Beis.
Some of the ones to be medaiken in case Machrov also puts down his mashmat that is. And when he puts down his places, he brings the rash from places rush that you could buy it, whatever, and give money to buy it. So he also puts it down, Kilo, wouldn't be a chilek in between the Rashba and him. You work out the same way.
I gladly look at it. Well, it's fine. The Maisi is fine. So that's a simple nafkamina. Besides the nafkamina, Efshel Hashlem, you have a nafkamina even by Efshel Hashlem if it's different now at the time of the Hashlama than it was at the time. Okay, but Batim, there are at least two more nafkaminas between the Rishonim, as we'll explain. But
stuff goes down in price.
Good. It's
cheap because it might be rash when you buy at least the nut and give him a nut.
I would tie a knot. Mendy is trying to say that maybe the Rashba agrees. I would tie a knot because it's a fi cheshbon. Once a fi cheshbon schal. I didn't buy a davar shelo b'loilam. Could you force me to? All right, we're going to get to it. Let's hold on, which is what I was referring to. Let's go. All right, now the ma'is is going to be more nafkaminas between, as we'll explain. But we're going to have slowly lot kama yisoidis. In the Shitas Ramban, and he makes two dinim out of one membra. It's a shtickle of a neis. You can have one membra and have two different dinim. So it's interesting. So Elamai, Akochoch, instead of saying that Ramban was a Baal Moifis, you have to say that Ramban obviously learned to Gemara, we're talking about one case. And the other case, he loomed very source. Either the Gemara Rav's member is talking about where it's Efshel Lahashlim, and Choyza means Bito Mekach. And Efshel Lahashlim, he knows, Misfarasoi, Mim Bachutz, Chachmosoi, he knows that Efshel Lahashlim of Adi could be Mashlim, but that's not Rav's memory. Rav's memory is a Bito Mekach. Or Faket, he understood that Choyza was like the Rashbod, Choyza Tois, and it's Bidin Ashlama, it's talking about when it's Efshel Lahashlim. And he understood by himself that if it's Efshel Lahashlim, it's going to be a Mekach Tois. But what does the word, and how did the Ramban learn with his son, the Gemara? How did he teach the word Choyza? Choyza mean Bito Mekach, or Choyza means that you are Mashlim. What was the case, and what was the teich of Rav? And from this Shaila, simple Shaila, from this Shaila, is really totally how do you teich up a Gemara on Daf Tzadi and Baba Basa. The Gemara is a Shaila. By midas, you might say v'shtos, not more than v'shtos. The Gemara has a problem. What do you mean? Even pakas v'shtos by midas mishkol minyan. The Machlokes Rashbam and Rimagash had a tight Gemara. Like the Rashbam, the Gemara meant it's bitter mekak even pakas mishtos. And like the Rimagash, the mekak is kaim even yes mishtos, because all you're doing is kafi acheshbin. So it's a two pshatim in the Gemara. So Ramban, depending how he touched the word chayz, is going to change how he learned the Gemara. Baba Basra. If chayz means bit of mekach, he was forced to learn the Gemara like the Rashbam's pshat, that it means it's a mekach to even pakas mishtos. And if the pshat of chayz means you being mashlim, then he'll be forced to learn like the Rimagash's pshat, that even yoyz mishtos is not a bit of mekach. Touch how the Ramban learned this Gemara. Lamaisi is, if you look in the Rishonim, you'll see it's pretty clear that the Ramban touched the word choyza to mean bitul mekach. That the classic, the case of Rava, we're talking about when it's EF Shal Ashlam. And I'll give you a couple of rayas, I'm sure you'll have more. It's first of the Ran and Kedushin over there, when he brings it down, he starts off, his lashon is Damrin and Koldov Shabemidov Shabemidim Shabemishkol. Skoiza, and he says it's a bit of mekach. That's how he teaches the Gemara according to Ramban. That Amrinon, there's a Gemara that says according to Ramban that Dovish of Amida is a bit of mekach. That's how he teaches the Gemara to mean bit of mekach. It's a drisha like that. The drisha, when he brings down the sheets of Ramban, he teaches that the word choiza means bit of mekach. If you look at the Ran Vaita, the Ran continues, and at the end, when he contrasts the Ramban with the Rashba, he says, Avar Rashba soivo, choiza lav bit of mekach koma. Why is the Ramban soivo? Choiz is yeah, bitul mekach koma. It means it's a yisoidus had a machlek. It's yisoidus a machlek had a taitcha gemara. Does choiz mean bitul mekach, or does choiz mean choiz hatoyis? Like the Ramban, it means bitul mekach. Like the Rashba, it means choiz hatoyis. Another raya is that the Ritva goes like the shitas Ramban. And nevertheless, when you look in the Ravon, Daf Tzadi, he teaches the Gemara like the Rashbam, that Bitul Mekach is Choiza, and even Pakas Mishtos should be a Bitul Mekach. So he teaches the Gemara like the Rashbam. Vaita, you see that he learned that Choiza means Bitul Mekach. Knapa Raya is that the Ramban himself, and Daf Tzadi, skips the Gemara and doesn't make an issue of it, which Shtikum Mashmais means he was masking to Rashbam Shad. He had Rashbam Shad. If he would argue, he should argue. He didn't argue. Shtikum Mashmais. Okay, but I don't need those. A Fusharan and a Ritva that Avada Choyza means Bitul Mekach. Okay. You're going to hear from me. Don't worry about it. You're going to hear from me. All right. Now, when you learn the Gemara, so now that the Ramban learned the Gemara, the Ritva says Mufur, so he learned the Gemara like the Rashbam, it means Bitul Mekach, even Pakas Mishtos. And we know that Rambam Birev Chachmosai learns that when it's a Dovah She'ef Shal HaHashlim, you're supposed to be Mashlim, and it's not a Mekach Tois. And Parsha Pshat, we're being marbled the Midas, we're changing the Midas to something which is Motzi V'shuk. These are the stuff that's constantly being sold in the stores, the vegetables and the fruit, whatever, the flour, the chitim, whatever it is. So now the Gemara has Parshat Noverta. The Gemara is talking about something pashut that the davar she'ef shel hashlim, and of them zok the gemara. What do you mean? Ha'amar Rava kodav shafil pachus mishtos is choyz. It's a bit of mekach, so you should be chosh even for a pachus mishtos deka shinoi in the midas. What are you talking about? We're talking about davar she'ef shel hashlim. The Ramban was never worried about a davar she'ef shel hashlim because davar she'ef shel hashlim Rava was never talking about. Rava was only talking about something which is choyz, which is a bit of mekach. So how to teach the gemara? Now the Ritva teaches the gemara. Api the sheetz Ramban is a meratz nigra. I believe Rabbi Kahn discussed this. Okay, good. Okay, let's move on. I want to bring out another shaila. There's a shaila, the Bach says, and really it's not just a Bach, there's a Chuvas Rashbash and Tavkov Peitas, there's a Knesset Agdoyla over here, the beginning of the Goyis HaTorah of Gan Aleph. Gdoyle Amudei Olam all say that there's a din in Sif Gimel. If you buy something that has a mum and you mishtamish boy, after you know about the mum, it's a mechila. Because, I mean, Pasha Sfara, if you were intending to give it back, then you're Shoshalim Medas. And Kumtas, you're trying to be Oikad the Mekak from Afreya. It was never yours. You have no right to use it. So why are you continuing to use it even after you know about the Mum? Must be, it's Acha Degres Tarayim, must be that you're not intending to return it. So the Ishtamsh is Baib Zemechila. As I the Halach and Sif Gimel, you Mishtamsh after a mum, it's a mechila. Zok to gedei la'am oilam, hu adin by midu mishkol minyan. I came home and I counted my nuts and was only 9 nuts instead of 10. And I eat one of those nuts, I'm mishtamish with one of those nuts, it's it, it's a mechila, the show's over, you come back to the cellar, call to, if you used it already, you bought the chveis, a bunch of stacks of plates, and it was a box and a carton and whatever, and you didn't get them out. Did you use any of the plates? You used it, it's all over. You buy a box of tissues, it's standard in America when you have a box of tissues that's a 200 count or 300 count. Anyone who bothers to count them, you know that no 200 is no 300. They have a machine that counts it numerically. They're allowed by law to be off by, I think, 1%, whatever it is. So you see in a box of 200 tissues, you only get 198. It's mamish yakish. They always give you 198 tissues. You count it, you'll see. So if you use one tissue, it's all over. It's fine. Once you knew about it. I'm telling you, count your tissues. You see now, if you use your tissue, you can't come back. Okay? So now, it's going to be a mechila. Good. So if that's the case, right? So that's G'day Le'olam. Three Amudei Olam say this. So let's try to understand this. Again, what's the lumdis? Why Ishtam Shizvayz Mechila? Because see, if it was going to be a Mekah Toys, you had no right to use it. It'd be a Shosh Le'olam Das Gazan. All right, and you don't want to be a Gazan. Kochuk, you want to be Mekayim the Mekah. That's very good if something we're talking about is a bit of Mecca, right? But we're talking about, like the Ramban, they go with the Ramban Shita, we're talking about the Ramban Shita, that when it's Eshel Hashem Yimashlim, so Bishlam it's Eshel Hashlim, good Taina. But in a normal case, the Egoism case, whatever the case is, where it's a Dovish Eshel Hashem, that Yimashlim, that the Mecca is Kayim, so how is it possible that the Mechil, if you mishtamish with it, it's automatically Mecca Kayim? Moshel. There's one Bob Matiya says that if you Nisano Shtus, and now mishtamish with it, it does not apply by mechila. Aye, there's a non, you want to be tevei ashtos. What's the problem? The item's going to remain yours no matter what anyway. So the item is yours. Aye, you have a taina on the hevdel on the shtos that he owes. You could see tevei the shtos. Bishlam, if it's yais mishtos and it's a bit of mechas, he had no right to use it. So then there's time to apply by mechila. But if shtos with the mechakas kaim, how does it pass a mechila? So what in the world is the Rashbash, Bach, Netzach, they're saying over here that Hashem says mechila, here the mecha is a kaim. And Bem is who has the shayla? It's Erich Shai, he has the shayla on the Bach. And it's Bem, it's not just Erich Shai. If you look, it's a different Goinim in Kavav Yisyud. It's a Chuvus Gaiyim Sechet in Simin Yud, which can't be quoted. It's a Chuvus Levushay Mordechai. Cheshmish, but your test, they all hold that Ishtamchis does not apply by Mechil, because it is far. The Mecca is going to be Kaim no matter what, because the Dov Shash Hashem Yimash them. So since the Mecca is Zichah going to be in Niskayim, so if other Ishtamchis does not apply by Mechil. And I'll bring them a Raya, Posha Taraya. You have a Rambam who is Mechadish this din of Ishtamchis wives Mechil. And for some reason, he brings down this dinner, Shanzan Mechil and Sif Gimel, whatever, later, so he does on the same numbers. But later on, two halachas later, when he talks about Mum, by Mum, he shan't survive Mechila. But right over here, when he talks about Midah Mishkam, and he doesn't tell you shan't survive Mechila, he should tell you right away on this halacha, shan't survive Mechila. And it's not just why didn't the Ram bring it down. If you, Medaik in the Lashon Rambam, that's how the Mefarshim explained the Rambam says, V'chein, just like Midah Mishkam Minyan, is Chayzel Oilam, so too V'chein, Mum is Chayzel Oilam, b'tnai that you aren't Mishtamish with it. You just talk, the Mum without Ishtamshis, he equates to Midah Mishkam Minyan Stam. Doesn't say it's like Midah Mishkam Minyan without Ishtamshis. No, Midah Mishkam Minyan is Chayzel Oilam. So too, Mum, when you're not Mishtamish, it blives that din of Midah Mishkam Minyan. If I say it's Midah Mishkam Minyan in the Rambam, even with Ishtamshis, we'll have a tiny Midah Mishkam Minyan Chayzel, and it will not blive by Mechila, not like the G'day Oilam. All right, let's move on. No, not yet. Okay, let's move on. We'll get to it shortly. Now, in the Ramban Alein, let's try to understand the Ramban Shita. The Ramban holds that when it's a Dovish Eshel Hashem Yomashlim, does that mean that you're Mechuyiv to be Mashlim Shul Da'ilon had the Shaila, or does that mean that the Mecha could be Mashlim? Is he Mechuyiv to be Mashlim? Is it never a Mecha K'tois? Or just means that he has the ability to stop a Mecha K'tois by being Mashlim. But if he doesn't want to be Mashlim, he doesn't have to be Mashlim. If you look in the Chuvas of Sheva Koin in Samach Dalet, the Sheva Koin is Namzon for Apshitis that you're Mechuyiv to be Mashlim. It's never going to be a Mecha K'tois. You are Mechuyiv to be Mashlim. A new din. It's something which is actually a Hashlim. Not only could you be Mashlim, but you got to be Mashlim. Remember, we don't even have a Gemara to this whole halacha to begin with. Shteinich in the Gemara B'chalal, this halacha. Ramban knew it in Reiv Chachmasei. In his Reiv Chachmasei, in there licked in Chachma, that Chachma licked also, that you even mechuyev to be Mashlim. The Maisa is... Okay. But all right, Kesef Negeid is Shesh Lam Negeid. Rather than I get into it, it's a slightly different din. All right. Yeah. All right. But all right. Whatever. It's not for now. Anyway. That's in the prima. In the Nesiv is a grad in Kuf Pei Beis. If you look, if you just look at his Lashonis inside, if you learn it up, you could get it right. But inside his Lashonis, he has serious dick of Lashonis. He could be Mashlim, if you whatever. He has. To, it's not clear. And also in Kuf Tadi, it's not whatever. All right. Magash is talking about it again. He's talking about is Leila Mishkamine when he has it. So you copper at Shiura, Savada Zokta Yadrama when he has it. I'm gonna want it, and if not, maybe it'll be Bitter Mecca. Maybe I can force him to give it, or maybe Pradin Rimagash is a Bitter Mecca. But either way, it's not a raya to a case when he doesn't have it that you could force him to be Mashlim. And it's a Pasha to Chilik. In London, I think it's for a Pasha Zavada, you can't force him to be Mashlim. And that is where in the world does this din come that you could force him to be Mashlim? The Marsha. Let's take the extreme. The Drisha and all those Zachranim learned that you're not being Mashlim with Mois, you'll be Mashlim by going to the store tomorrow and buying the knot and giving to me. So I could force you to go to the store. You're my Evid for the day. You got to go to the store and you got to deliver the goods. There's such a thing. It's a Dovish Aloy Baloylam, at least a Dovish Aloy Bishus. I force you to go to the store. That knot that's sitting in that store is mine, and you got to get it for me. Mechate, that knot's mine. You can get me any knot. No, it's a Breyer. The knot that you're eventually going to get me was the knot part of the Mechir, and that I can force you. Mechate, it makes no sense. Not only that, I think even without that, even like we're saying, even Mahashlam is Mayis, but it's Avad Midin Hashlam, that I'm going to take the money and I have the wherewithal to be Mahashim by going to the store and getting the knot. That knot was Zichna part of the Kinah. It's a Dovish Aloy. If I buy something with a Dovish Aloy, could I force you to now go buy it and deliver it to me? Sorry? If you have it in the house, grade, if it wasn't the chlal and the mechir, I think you can't force him either. If the mighty kinyan was done on it, and a chanami. Sorry? So maybe you'll have a misha para, but I can't force. So even a misha para, take the chim. I'll give you even a misha para. No, misha para you can't force. Bezin doesn't take out a whip. Misha para you should know. If you don't buy it, I'll give you a chlal. That's all. That's it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to. So I'm saying, fuck it. I'm saying that there's no makar that you could force him to buy. It doesn't make, where would be such a makar? Fuck it. And I'll bring you a shtick of arai as well. The Beis Yosef again is medama the din over here of Hashlama to the din of Mum Oiva that you could be Masak and Mum Oiva. Well, in the din of Mum Oiva, there are number of rais, I'm asking it some akloikas over there, akroinim, but at least in Rishonim perspective, there's a ran in Psachim that's mavun, that Avdala Ramebeis, that by mum oiva, the seller is not forced to be mesakin. He just has the ability to be mesakin. And the Beis Yosef is medama, the din hashlama, to the din of mum oiva. Vaisa, the din hashlama is a zelba din, that you're not forced to do it, you just have the ability to do it. You have the wherewithal to do it, you're capable, you could stop it, it's your prerogative, but you don't have to do it.
The Rosh also from the Rosh.
The Rosh says it's Lanakas. It doesn't say so much. Maybe he's Mukhuif to. I don't know. I definitely agree with you that you could touch up the Rosh like that, but I'm saying in the Ran and Psachim is Mavu like that, you can't force him to do. And in Lumdis, let's just understand this. In Lumdis, what was Rav's din? Rav never said a din that Choizen means you could be Tavea no. Son of Dinoy Noah, Rav's din was that you could be Chayzen Taina Bitul Mecca. That was the din. Came along the Ramban and had a svar, which is similar to the svar of the Rosh by Mum Oiva. So what's your Taina? Your Taina is that you want to be made whole. You're lacking that tenth knot. You need the deal to be whole. So and that with that Taina, you're trying to be trying to break the Mecca. Zok the Ramban in a svar that if I could block that Taina by being Mashlim now, you have no taina. It's a means to block your taina. It's a taina blocker. It's not a new din. I'm being teveya you a hashlama. I have no din to teveya you hashlama. My whole din was bitul mecca, and that's all Rav's memory was. Chayza bitul mecca. Just Ramban understood, just like the Rosh understood by Momoiva, that vivai the seller could be masaking the problem, so you have no problem anymore. What's your taina? Your balloon was burst. You have no problem anymore. What was your taina? You need to be made whole. You're being made whole. That's all the lumdis is. So if that's the lumdis, zichu, you can't force the seller to be masham. It's just a way that the seller will block a bitul. Alright, now if that's the case, then basically all our problems are solved. Let's go from one. You want to know how the Ramban learned the Gemara and Daf Tzadi? Very simple. Chayza means Betul Mekach. We're talking about a Sak, which is Efshel Ahashlim. You're right, talking about Efshel Ahashlim, but so what? The Din Chayza still means Betul Mekach. Just if the seller has the ability to be to protect himself and to block a bit of Mecca. But if the seller would like, he could also go through with the deal and have a bit of Mecca as well. And that's going to mess up the marketplace, because also you're going to have a bunch of bit of Mecca going on, and some of the items were already passed on. You could have whatever. Sorry?
He doesn't have to.
The seller never... If he wants to, but if the seller doesn't want to, he's going to want all call back all his items back. It's going to mess up the marketplace, so it's a problem. It's going to be so the seller, since he has the ability not to go through, forget the dinner chayzer was bit omega. It's just the seller has the right to block it. If the seller doesn't want, he can end up with a bit omega. So memel effect the gemara. If you look parkas mishtrus, you can have a dinner chayzer.
What happened to the right by the kol? Right by the kol.
By the
aravidikla.
Okay, Aravidikla is a whole different sugya. Mendy wants to make it over here, but the Maisa is a whole different sugya. If you look in the Seed Kupe Beis, they're talking about two different items. Our Reish Lama Beis Seval is talking about the same item, multiple of the same item. Over there, talking about two different items. You might have similar lumdis, and that's why Mendy wants to do it. But I don't know, maybe Faket, I could say, as far as either way, to be machalic between the two. The Rambam and Ravid's Makhlek is Avdav Kavir, but it's not for now. All right. Now, getting back to the Gdela Elam, the Rashbash, the Bach, the Knesset Gdela, how could they say Ishtamshes Baibs and Mechila? Very simple. Now it's very geschmack. I have a Midah Mishkan Minyan. You shorted me a knot. Now I only have 9 knots. I'm trying, in fact, Eric Shai, what do you mean? If you've been Mishtamish with it, why is it Mechila? You're blinding with the 9 knots no matter what. It's not no matter what. You're going to tie it to the seller. You can't ask for the 10th knot. You're going to tie it to the seller. You short the 10th knot. And if you want to call in a Mecca toys, the seller has a prerogative. Either, so it's a Mecca toys, I'll give you back your money. Or he'll be mashlim. On the tzad, the seller is going to call your bluff and say, okay, it's a Mecca toys. What's going to happen? You don't own those 9 knots. So how did you eat them? How are you going to shamish with them? Elamai's doctor Zelbarai, just like by shamish by mum, blives a mechila, because otherwise that reactive you would have been exact gazlin. So too over here, mitu mishkan minin, even though it's efshalashim, it's only efshalashim, but he doesn't have to be mashin. So on the side that there will be a bit of mech of the mefreir, kumtois, you have no right to use it. Yishamish blives a mechila. So it's mavu and the rashbash, and the bach, and the kletzakdela, they also learned that you're not mechila to be mashin.
It has to not, so then I see there's only 40 left.
No, so that's a din if you wish.
I can't.
You can give it back and you'll have to just pay for what you did. Out nene, out whatever the dinim are. But mitzad mekak toys, there's no mechila on your tina mekak toys. If you knew about it, so I'll cook. So you'll have everything. That's how mishtamish with your chavis without knowing what's halakas. So halakas about nana. The halakas. But if I knew about it, so why am I doing it? Halakas, I would have been a gazan. So it must be as Michael. So you have the gdele elam amukuk like that as well.
You have right from everyone who asked the kashif. Okay.
Correct. So I have the choice is the gdele achreinim against the achreinim basroi. Right, that's my choice. I'd rather be with the bach, the rashbash, and the next gdele. Sorry?
The way the Erech Shai brings down the rashbash is chayv laham.
Well, look at the rashbash himself and you'll see. Let's play it out. So now, Zachinu Ladin, that there are more nafkaminas between the Ramban and the Rashba. Till now, we were stuck with a nafkamina going up and price going down. Mendy didn't like it, whatever. Dalim didn't like it. Now we have other nafkaminas. The nafkamina would be the seller doesn't want to be mashlim. What's going to be the halakha? You're coming with a tiny, you want to make a toys. Later in Ban, the seller could be mashlim. He also could not be mashlim, and it will be a mecha toys. Later Ashba, the seller's forced. The seller's going to have to prorate the mechira and give you back the difference. There's no concern here. Whatever it was, we prorate the deal. It's a fact. It's finished. So there's no din. So there'll be another nafkamina between the Ramban and Ashba, more basic nafkamina. Later Ramban, it's a din Eshul Hashem, but he doesn't have to be mashlim. And the Reish Ashba, it's automatic. You're going to have to prorate the mechila, prorate the mechira. And now, a tetzah will be the next nafkamina. Like what happened by Ishtamshis. What we're timing only works in the Ramban, because you're not mechuyv to be mashin, not mechuyv to be mashlim, so the Ishtamshis buys a mechila. But like the Reish Ashba, that's not a din Ashlam, it's automatically prorated, so Ishtamshis will buy a mechila. Yishtamshis will zikha not play by mechila. I'm sure that Yishtamshis cannot play by mechila because here Taka the Erek Shai is correct. Because a mecha is zikha kaim, it's just prorating the deal. You just have a tzvi's moment on the guy for sure changing you on the deal. But avada the mecha is going to be kaim, so avada will not play by mechila. And now if you want to go to Yo Shaila, the next step, what would be in the Ramaz case, the Rimagash's case, when he has the item where you are kopet ashira, when he doesn't have it, we're not kopet, we only prorate the deal. But when he has the item and you are kopet ashira, what will be if he mishtamish with it? So lo yoel, that it's, when he has it, it's automatically nichlal in the mechir, no, there was nicknamed, he has to give it. So if I to the shtamches will not blab a mechila, it's automatic. Lani is daiti. I believe that that's not pshat in the Rishonim. I believe the pshat in the Rishonim just means that I have a kepeda on it. But if a guy, again, how could I force you to sell it if my kinyan wasn't done on it? It's just I could ask you, I could money from you, and if you don't deliver it, then I have a real taina. It's not just prorating the deal of your kesher. I can have a taina on it. You got to give it to me, and if you don't, it's going to be a mekaktais.
But it,
I have a right to it because that was part of the deal, and if you don't deliver it to me, then it's going to be a mekaktais. You're shortchanging me. All right. Okay, fine. So now, even like me, let's play it out. Like me, that it's going to come out that it will be a mekaktais, I still am moided to Yoel that it will not be a mechila, and I'll explain to you why. With this din that when you have it in your kapar ashiyura, it means that it's only that din. Pashas means that you have that din as well. Normally, you're done lefi cheshbon, have a right to prorate the deal. But if you have it, I could be makbid, I want it. What happens if I'm not makbid? I'm happy with 9. So then I'm not kapid ashiyura. So I won't tie into that. So then that's it, I just walk home. I lose my dollar too. It just means that I have the argument din of lefi cheshbon. Just if you have it, then I could call the cards and say, oh, I want it as well. I want that item. If not, I'm going to be teveyu or mekach tois. So kumta is really the lamed. What's going on is I really have 2 tainas on you. So even if I'm mishtamish with it and I'm moichul the din mekach tois, that means the din of the kapar ashira, I advise by my mishtamishes that you see that I'm not kapar ashira and I don't plan on calling a mekach tois, but you don't see from my mishtamishes that I was moichul my tviya of lefi cheshbon. The marshal, we have a din in Babinti Nun Aleph Amud Aleph from Yehuda's Aloch of Ma'ana Oshtos. Yoda lo yoni, you could be teveya shtos, I know, chazar so no, you could teveya beto mecca. Loit Rabbi Yehuda, what will be if you mishtamish with it? Madin, I think it's pashit. Copy the chelik of a tain of mecca toys, you will meichel, because otherwise, how will you be mishtamish with it? You vise from there that you don't plan on being mevatar mecca. But your vadi could still be teveya no shtos? That din still blibes. My din of a no to be tevei money still blibes. I'll keep the chayfitz. My shtamzis doesn't show any mechila on that chayfitz. The shant only shows that I want to keep. I taka want to keep, but by 1 month from you, my din shtos. Yoda ala yoyna. So in the Rajbaz din lechayz zel bazak. I have the algamena din of lefi cheshbon, and I have this new din also of kopar ashir. So if I'm mishtamish with it, I'm showing that I'm not kopar ashira. So I'm moichu that chaylik of the bit of Mecca. But the din of lefi cheshbon I still have. So I can still be tevei with the money. So at the end, I'm moide to yo of a for a different reason. I only agreed to be lefi cheshbon. So either way, I'm going to have it. I'm going to come with a tiny Tim and say I'm not kopa de shiura. I only want lefi cheshbon. Mahadin, seller's going to have to give me lefi cheshbon. What will he do instead? What? The seller doesn't have a din mecca toys, and that's at the bar. If the bar is meichel, I want to know by mum if the. Not in the Rashba, in the Ramban, which is a din ashlomo. So that's a way, it's a bintel blocker, it's up to him. But in the Rashba, it's a din, it's prorated, nothing to do with ashlomo, it's automatically prorated, so it's prorated. But when something, if you have it, I could be kopar ashira. I don't want to exercise my kopeid on shira. So I'm left with the regular din of lefi cheshbon. So it'll come out that we have more nafkaminas. We have a nafkamina lagabi, are you forced to do it, or forced, whatever. Is it automatically you give back lefi cheshbon to Rashba, or later on, no, you're going to give back money if you want, or you could tie a mekatois, so it's shaykh have a mekatois, and now you have enough kamina legabi mechila. Like the Ramban, or blibe mechila like the Gdei Leilam. Like the Rajma, will never blibe mechila. Alright, let's move on to the Shitas HaRambam. Yitzchak was bothered with the Shitas HaRambam. So everyone knows the Ran teaches the Rambam to mean like the Ramban. Where's the Ran know this? Where's the indication ki uzef from the Rambam that it goes like the Ramban? So the Akranim says, because why did Rambam bring this din down? Lagabi Egoizim. Egoizim is a case of Efshel Hashem. So you see that the Rambam brought down the case of Rava by a din of Efshel Hashem. So you see that he meant the din of Ramban of Efshel Hashem. The problem with this is that it's a geshmak, I hear, but the mice is, but again, the Ramban had a machlekes with the Rashba, had a tight words. Does chayza mean bitul mekach, or does chayza mean chayza hatoyis? You do lefi cheshbon. And when you read the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says chayza hatoyis. So the Rambam learns like the Rashba. He teaches the Gemara, he teaches the memory of Rabbah like the Rashba, not like the Ramban. To take it to the next step, is that I feel if you're going to tell me, he knew the Ramban and one applied, but why did he leave out? The Rambam only brought down the din once. Man, the Ramban has two dinim. The Rambam only brought down one din. Chayza hatoyis. If he held like the Ramban, he should bring down both dinim. If it's Efshal Hashem, it's with this, and if it's Efshal Hashem, it's that. And Uba Prat, like the Ramban, the classic memory of Rav is Amrinon Chayza Bitul Mekach. The Rambam left out the Gemara, just skipped the Gemara, and only brought down what was learned out in Asura of the Ramban. Haloi Davu, makes no sense, right? It's a problem. What are we doing? The Mai says, show me, Gesintheit, I give you Adarabba, show me one Rishon who was from the Degel HaRamban, who made this chilek of Efshal Hashem Anad and teached the Gemara Chayza to be Chayza HaTois. Just show me one Rishon. I get anyone you want. You can find me some Vof in the Rishon. Even the Heintig Rishon that just come out, show me one Rishon who says like that. All the Rishonim learned Chayza in the Ramban sheet to hold that Chayza means Bitul Mekach. Punkt, the Rambam is different. Rambam has to be independent. If you look in the Rimagash learns like the Rashba. I understand, but if you look, even I have a whole, whatever, I'm not getting into it, but if you don't know what Rimagash the Ramban had, but the Rimagash that you have, you look it up, the Rimagash says like the Rashba, and the Rav HaMagid says he says like the Rashba, and the Rashba says he says like the Rashba, and the Rimagash that you have also says like the Rashba. So you're asking, like the Rimagash, like the Ramban, I don't know what Rimagash the Ramban had, quite honestly. But if you look in the Rav HaMagid, he does. Alright, but now, I'm taking on the run. I'm not taking on the run. I'm going to show you that every single Rishon learned the Rambam like the Rashba, except for the run. For example, if you look the Rav HaMagid, he learned like the Rashba. You look in the Me'iri, he learned like the Rashba. You look in the Hashlama, he learned like the Rashba. They all touch up the Rambam like the Rashba. Lehedja. Sound like Dig. They all say the Rambam like the Rashba. So yes, you have a run, but on the keg in your run, the Miuchas L'Dva learned... Sorry? The Beis Eitz is Zayzon Gzim Teshtak is not a Rishon. Beis Eitz is quoted Duran. I know that. But I'm talking about Rishonim. You have a Magen Mishno, Me'iri, Hashlomo, Muyuchas L'Dva. They all quote the Rambam and they teach the Rambam like the Rashba. So right now I have four Rishonim against one. Now, you look it up. I think it's Faket. I think it's Faket. Could be that the Ran and Ramban only quoted the Rimagash like him. Copy that, Nakuda. But really, he understood that the Rimagash went to like Shva. Okay, that's a different choice. Then, if you look, there's Rabbeinu Yishmael ben Chachmon in Baba Basra, also in two places, in Tartari and Kof Gimel. Rabbeinu Yishmael ben Chachmon was from the Chachmon Mitzrayim, from the Talmidei, he went to the yeshivas of the Rambam. Generally, if you want to know how the Rambam learned, let's see how his yeshiva learned. Yishmael ben Chachmon also learned like the Rashba. So, and Litvareno, okay, this I know is debatable, Litvareno of the Rimagash also learned like the Rashba, so you have his Rebbe on one side, and he has the Talmud on the other side, and you have the Yad Ramah. For all historians, you know that the Yad Ramah had a crossover Messiah with the Rambam, because they had similar Rebbeim. So, you have the Yad Ramah, you have the Yishmael ben Chachmon, you have the Rimagash, and you have four Rishonim touching up the Rambam like the Rashba. And the words of the Rambam are also more like the Rashba. So, you want to say he went on a limb by himself, I hear, but I don't mind. Now, if you look over here on Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Lashon Rambam, and the Berak Goyla touches the Shulchan Aruch like the Rashba. Very good. So now you have... Good. Now, so at the end of the day, it's Gor you're talking. Guys, I have a lot more to say. At the end of the day, it's Gor you're talking, at least I'll say it like that, that the Rambam holds like the Rashba. It's Gor you're talking. Now, if that's the case, so getting back to Al-Shaila, why in the world did the Rambam bring down the din of Shtamchus by Mum? Why did he bring down by Midu Mishko Minin? It's pretty obvious, and he equates the din of Mum without Ishtamchus, the din of Midu Mishko Minin, Stam, what's going on? I, the G'day Leilim, say Ishtamchus by Zemachila. Because the Gedolei Elam are going in the Shittas Ramban, and you're not Mechuyitim B'Mashlam, so Shaykh Tav Adin Mekach Toys. But the Rambam says the Din is Choyza HaToys, and it's a Din of the Rashba, so it's always going to be Choyza HaToys, it's never a bit of Mekach, Vadish Tamshul, it's never by Bamchilo. So the Rambam couldn't bring the Halacha, yeah, he had to bring the Halacha, only by Mom. Posh. Sorry? Yeah, you're going to see. Again, the Beis Yosef is tied up the Rambam like the Ran. So it's a Shaila had to tied up the Rambam. So the Mechaber Betzim could be tied up either way.
Why
didn't the Rambam bring it down to Sefalu? I'm asking. Correct. I'm just answering up. Can say Lafi Emes, but Lafi Roiv Ruba Derishainim. That's why the Rambam didn't bring down here. If you have another minute, we're going to have it late because I have a lot more to say. But yeah, I believe that the Torah also holds like the Rashba. And I'll bring you a simple raya. First of all, the same diyukim. Again, chayza means chayza toys. And here, whatever dumus raya that might have existed in the Rambam, that the Rambam held like the Ramban because he brought down the din by a goyzim, which is actual ashlim, you lost that dumus raya in the Torah because the Torah is not talking about a goyzim, and he still says it in max our toys. So if that's the case, then it has to be, now you don't have any raya that the Torah is going like the Ramban. So if anything, the Torah is again moira that he's going to go like the Rashba. Now, and the Rosh God, the holds like that too, whatever, I don't have time for it. But I want to bring you a Shik of a Dik in the Torah. I just have to find it in this Torah. Oh. Zok the Torah, what is the halakha? Just here for a minute, I just need a simple touch. Rashi. Hamekech kayim umachzirin atois. You got to give back the toys. So tie up toys however you want. Let the Ramban, let the Rashba, keep both options open. Which toys? Beinim toy alakeach v'nosan lo yisrin, he gave too much. Beinim toy amoiko, the seller with made the mistake v'kibo pochus and he received too little. That's the din that you maxes a toys. No, come on. What is the toys? Beinim toy alakeach v'nosan lo yisrin. Again, what was the toys with Omar? I wanted 10 knots and he delivered 9 knots. So what happened? The lakeach gave too much, or the seller delivered too little. Or the next case, Beinim toya moicha v'kibo pachas. What was the case? That he was supposed to deliver 10 and he delivered 11. That means he was kibo pachas, or he delivered too much, or he gave too much. It's a toy safe here. Should be Bein toya lakeach v'kibel pachas, Beinim toya moicha v'nosin lo yisrin. Mamish van apiko. So you look, the preacher drisha muches what's going on in the tour. Like what I'm saying, that if the Torah says Choyza means Choyza HaToyiz, which is the indication, like all the Rishonim means the Rashba, then the Torah is very geshmak. The Torah is explaining what's the Toyiz that's Choyza. HaMekach Kaim HaMagzirin HaToyiz. What's the Toyiz that's Choyza? Beinim Tor, the Toyiz is HaLokeach V'Nosan Lo Yisrin. That extra dollar that the Lekeh gave, because he was shortchanged, he should have gotten 10 knots, and he only got 9. So what was the Toyiz? He gave the 10th dollar extra, because remember, Loit Rashba, we're going to be Fi Cheshman, prorating the deal. So Kum Toyiz, if you ask me what took place yesterday by the Mechira was 9 knots for $9. There was no sale for 10 knots for $10, that didn't exist, it was prorated. So it's 9 knots for $9. So what did you do? You gave an extra dollar. So you got to give back that extra dollar. Beinim Toa Mecha V'Kibo Pachas. What was the case? He was supposed to deliver 10 and he delivered too much. What was Kibo Pachas? Because for the amount that he delivered the 11, he should have gotten back the $11 and he didn't. So the toys is that money. The toys is the prorating. So Memele, the Torah is very geshmak. You don't have to have a problem with the Torah. So it's anyway, it's Shtikul Meshmais as well in the Torah that he holds like the Hashba as well. All right, in the Halakha, let's talk about Halakha. In the Halakha, Chuvis Batara Ashkenazi, in Simukhov Tes, already says it's a sacred Dedina. Like we're saying, it's Rav Rishonim learn up the Rambam, which is Lashon Mechaber like that as well. You have a Ber Goyle, going good. Not only that, in terms of numbers of Rishonim, you have, I want to say Rav Minyan, Rav Bignan, but at least you have a Chevel Chosh of a Rishonim who hold like the Rashba. If you look it up, Rav Haigoyin and Sefer Mekach, remember, it's already Goyinim. Okay, so you have now Makhlek is Goyinim. You have a Rim Megash, okay, debatable, Makhlek is good. You have a Yad Ramah, the Rashba, the Makamish, Mikhus Radva. What I'm saying is, even a tour, if you look at Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rabbeinu Yerucham says it as well. So you have, and that's why if you want to know what the Rosh held, if I have a tour in the Rabbein Yeruchim, and I got to have a deacon in the Rosh also, it's not for now, the Rosh held like that as well. But good, we're not getting into it. But good, but at least you have a nice Hevel, Gedali Rishayim held like that, it's going to be a Sveika Dedina. So let's bring it out, Halachal Maisa. There was a Maisa Shoyikachoye in Lakewood. A guy moved into a new house. He just built a new house. He ordered blinds. He has 40, 50 windows. Let's say make it 40 windows in his house. And he needs shades. The shades were delivered. They were hung. Very good. Baruch Hashem, he's moving in on Thursday. He's going to spend his first Shabbos in the house. Turned out that the person came short on the delivery. Instead of delivering all 40 shades, they only delivered 30 shades, and they were short on 10 shades. So 30 shades were hung. But 10 shades weren't hung. So come to Maisa Kachoya was at the bedroom windows. In the dining room window, the shades were not hung. So he's spending his first Shabbos at home in his brand new house. And all of a sudden he found out that his house is a Rishus HaRabim. It's open to the public. There are no shades. It's Thursday afternoon. He came to ask the Shaila, what should he do? He wants to know, Bechlal, could he use the shades? Could he take the shades off and move it over to the dining room? Or altogether, is he allowed to use the shades altogether because it's Midu Mishkum Yin and he came short? He's clearly going to ask the seller. He said, why don't you just ask the seller permission? The seller, it was in the sum, the seller went up for the mounts for Shabbos. Didn't leave a phone number behind. He's not reachable. That's it. The next time he's coming back is Sunday. So he wants to know, is he allowed to use those shades on Shabbos? Or if he's going to use them, it's time to apply by Mechila. So that lechayer should come out as the machlokes Ramban and Rashba. Later Ramban, the Shtam says will bleib b'mechila. Later Rashba, the Shtam says does not bleib b'mechila. Like my pshat, like Yo's pshat, but the Shtam says will not bleib b'mechila. So come out of machlokes Rishayim. So I asked him, did you pay yet already? Did you pay? If you pay, yet is the mokzik. If you didn't pay, you are the mokzik. He paid. Paid already. So now if he paid and he's going to go use it, the moicha katayna kimli echal to be the Ramban. Come toys. You have no right to ask me. I want a tayna mekak toys. You have no right to use the shades. Come toys. Mechilas. I don't know you anything. You're going to be in trouble. So it's going to be a problem. What should he do? So I told him that if you look, there's a chuvah avnei neza in Simin Nun. The avnei neza says that Ad Kan, this whole sugya, Midu Mishka Minin, was when you're buying the whole thing. You're buying 10 nuts for a dollar, 100 nuts for a dollar. It was one lump package deal. 100 nuts is a dollar, so mamela, that's one deal. But what happens if I buy 100 nuts, but it's a dollar a nut? So Davni Nezel, this is not I bought 100 nuts once. This is I bought 100 times one nut. I bought one nut, and again one nut, and again, each nut is a dollar. And I want 100 of those sales. I want 100 sales of a nut for a dollar. So vivait, you have an itemized bill. Vivait, it was a number per item. Then it's 100 different mechiris, and you don't have the din of midu mishkom minin. What you have the din is, let's say he delivered 90, so the 90 that he delivered was the full 90 mechiris were neskayim, and the other 10 mechiris were not neskayim at all. Whole new thing, that mechir was yet to be neskayim. Maybe we'll have a misha para, maybe what? We'll done that inyan. But the 90 were fully neskayim. So I asked him, were the shades itemized? He said, yeah. Oh, so if the shades were itemized, come to us, the separate mechiris. If the separate mechiris, you could use whatever you want to use, it's not going to affect the other part of the shades, the other chelik of the deal. And Bezum, you looked at the Ritvah, but Babasar also on Kufhei, the Ritvah is mashman like this as well. Ritvah is medamer, didn't meet the Mishkan Minyan to the case of Kur B'Shloishim. The Halacha of the Gemara said, I could say Sa B'Sela or Kur B'Shloishim. Kur B'Shloishim, the intent is that I want to be Dafka a whole Kur B'Shloishim. I'm not doing a Sa B'Sela for you. And he equates, that's the lumdus of Midu Mishkan Minyan. Vaisois had a bin Sa B'Sela, then it'll be taka each saw is a different deal, each saw is besela, it's had nothing to do with Midu Mishkan Minyan. It's a whole different land, it's like the Avnei Neza. The Maisa is, it's not so...
Well, Maisa, you're still doing one thing, it's one mecca.
But on the deal, it was itemized. There were bedroom shades, two shades are here, and even if we all the same shades, 40 shades at the price of $100 a shade, total bill $4,000. So each shade had its own price. So its own price, it's a separate deal. All right, let me just, Alfiroiz, and I'll let the island go. I'm going to get the Yadrama. 1 second. The Yadrama, the Maisa, it's Mashman, the Yadrama, not like this. The Klapi, the Yadrama's din of the Rashba, Klapi, his din, that when the Nitva has, when the Nitva has the item and you're Koper Ashiro, in that case, Yadrama's Mashma, that even if it will be an itemized deal, even if it will be a Saw, Besela, Dika deal, you could still have the Kpeda to ask for that extra or that last Saw. If you would learn that the Lumdis is a similar, just whatever, just you have this kopet hashuos, it should come out that since there are 30 separate deals, so what you delivered is niskayim, what you weren't delivered, so good. So what you weren't delivered, we'll have to rech, we'll have to do something. But it should have a whole different game. It won't be lefi cheshvin, or maybe lefi cheshvin because I don't mind, but it won't run into this type of alum. This, the Yad Ramaz mashma, you can look it up, I think that's what you're trying to say, is mashma that you can invoke the concept of kopet hashuos even if the deal was structured as a bezela type of arrangement. You could still be kopet hashuos. And let yo means kapeshu that you deserve to get it, and let me kapeshu means that it'll be a bit of mekach if he doesn't deliver it. Good. But anyway, so sayfish odava just a shtick of a sikum. There's really.
What do you want?
You want to use it on Shabbos. Lift it, raise it, ground. Later on, he's going to come to them on Sunday and say, you didn't deliver it at 10. The guy will say, did you use the shades over Shabbos? Yeah, so it's a mechila.
Mechila, and you don't have to deliver the rest of the problem.
Well, again, the Bar Knezak, Doyle Rashbash says that when you have Midu, Mishka, and Minyan, that's sorry, by Mum. And you use it, you want your tiny, I don't, yeah, that's talak. By Mum, you buy a suit and it was mamish didn't wear well, and now you want tiny, I go, did you use it after you knew it didn't wear well? Yeah, that's it. I have nothing to do with you. Mishtamish is a mechila. So it'll be over. So at the end of the day, that the Ramban and Ashbaz machlik is very nugeya and very yusayzik, because it's not just a machlik, it's when it's Eshel Hashem. I feel when it's Eshel Hashem, it's nugeya whether it's mechil to be mashlam or have it. It's nugeya to the mechila. And lahalaka, since there are kama vakama, machlik is achrein rishainim, which way we go, and Pashas is the sake of the Deen at the end of the day, you always have to handle both sheets of what to do. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.